and nothing really is chal. Just that there's ikiv gizbor here right now means to say that the gizbor has to make the smicha. But she says sheinim kreivim mach yevoyev gizborim lamad agabo, that he becomes the bailim right now. So again, if you first had this korban oila with hamat vis oila, the bedik abayis, you want to give it over now like to the gizbor. So true, you could be makdashit, you could be like makdim it over to the gizbor, and the gizbor now he becomes the bailim on it. So when they bring it for korban, he has to be there. The bailim has to be there when they bring the korban. So he has to make the smicha, he has to stand there by it. Yeah. So where it says, "Avul shum domim lo yob," we don't have to give any dom to the bedik abayis. For koshkem the charmi kahanim, to afilu Rav Huna, to polagar charmi kahanim, have moida the bedik abayis. So where it says, "Lo yelom," show the girsu here is, well, she says, "Lo mishani midrabonim, kishubi midrabonim, ukro lemila, ukro the pasuk is lemila to yosa." Rashi is like this: Umeshan the Gersha should be with Rabbanim. Hach Brisid Liel Tishari the Kotchim is Beach Lemeimur the Chalalayu Hegdish Ilui. That's what we said about Kotchim is Beach. You could put a Hegdish Ilu on it. That's only with Rabbanim who dechayel. The Midi Raisa Lekel Ikav Gizborim. Midi Raisa is not that way. Midi Raisa, once you have a korban here, there's no way you mechayev yourself to give the money to the Bedik Abayis. If you want to put a Kedushas Bedik Abayis on, all it means to say is you're giving it over to the Gizbah now. But not that you have a chiv upon yourself to give the value of it to the Gizbah. That no. Rashi says, "Ula, nami ketirtzes mid rabbanon tirtzo, kro les machta, dikro lamilo osa." The next time it's only mid rabbanon that you have to give the domin, but not mid iraisa. Mid iraisa nech nami. Once you have your korban here, there's no way that it could be chal a Kedushas domin like on the korban. And that's what we say you have to do. It's only midirabbanan, but not midiraisa. Midiraisa is called ein lo yele ikav gizbaram bavad. Just that the gizbar now, he becomes like the bailam. He has to make the smicha. But not that the original owner has any chi of damim over here. I, with darshan apostas, only lamila say the yisamila. So Mura says, lamali krom, lamila, what do you have to have a pasuk for? Kadesh kadoshim ksiv day. Abadis, kadesh kadoshim abadis nisamila. So there's latayna, according to your time. Hod yom rabbiyana, that's what rabbiyana says. Ein milu mefreshes b'tor ela ba'oila bovad. That is the parsha of milu b'tor. B'tor only says a klila by korban oila. That's all. Shneva the pasuk says nefek yisimu moel v'chato b'shkoga mikotchi Hashem amichodim l'Hashem. That yikra milu it says yikra by korban oila. That's all. That's what the Torah talks about. Not mu. Shneva nefek yisimu moel v'chato b'shkoga mikotchi Hashem. Hamichodim Hashem, that is nistamil, only by an oila. Avachatas v'yoshim lenafka. I do not learn it out from that posse that if you have anor from achatas or noshim, you're over the yistamila. Ela radim midrav, no from Rebbe's din, Netanya Rebbe Yoima. Kol chaylov l'Hashem, it says, l'ravis imure kachim kalam l'mila. That on the carbon of a shlomim, the imurim, once it's brought on the mizbeach, that is nistamila on it. Or what it's aimed to be brought on the carb, on the mizbeach, that's nistamila. Lomli Kro, what do they need a special pasuk for by Kodesh and Kalim? Kodesh Kadoshim Ksivbu, it says the Pasha Kodesh Kadoshim. Ela, Afagav the Kodesh Kadoshim Ksivbu, Boy Kro, the Rabbin Lamila. Still, you have to have a pasuk to say it has Nisim Miller on it. You say, yes, you need a pasuk to say there's Nisim Miller on it. But it says Kodesh Kadoshim by the Emurim Shabbai. So you see, even though it's called Kodesh Kadoshim, still I need an extra pasuk to Marba for the Yisamila. So you also need an extra pasuk to say that there's Nisamila over here. The other Gemara says, Chromim Nami, so Bechrom also, Afagav the Kodesh Kadoshim Sivbu, Boi Kroll Rabbin Lamila, to tell you that there is Nisamila even at Harmikanim. Kufa, what we just said before, Hamakdish Oyla Lebet Gabayis, some is Makdish a Korban Lebet Gabayis, Ein Belikig Gizbor Mavad. Mean to say you have no chiyuv right now. You have no chiyuv to give money over to the Bedik Abayis. Just that the korban right now is like owned by the gizbar. He's the bailam of the korban. Next, we have a question. It says on makdish oil of the Bedik Abayis. Somebody's makdish a korban oil for the Bedik Abayis. He's also l'sheich that he can't make the shchitu on this korban oil. Until you pray with first, like give over the money to the Bedik Abayis.
So you see, it is chal din upon you to give the money to the Bedek Abayis. So Mor says, no, that's only Midrabbanan. But Midrais says, no chi for you to give the money to the Bedek Abayis. And Och Dam is the Svar also. Midratani says in the Seifa, Yemova Vishokht, if you made the Shechit on the Korban Oilo, Masher was the Korban is chal, to see, but the effort is good. Elamai Midrabbanan. That he's supposed to give the money, it's only Midrabbanan. Yochi, so I'm going to say, what does the Seifa say? Or Merlin Shtei Milas, if you have Hanor from this Korban, you're over two Milas. One, because it's a Gdushas Mizbeach, and one, because it has a Gdushas Dhammam on it. Now, V'im Midrabbon, if you say it's only Kaddish Midrabbonin, Amai Shtei Milas, why are you over two times the Yisra Milo? But you write it's only one Milo for the Kaddish Mizbeach, for the Eilu Shaboy, and not for the Kaddish Bedek Abayis. You're telling me now, but you write it's not Chad the Kaddish Bedek Abayis. So Moses says, true, Hofi Kom, this is what the price means to say. For Ruyin Limabosh Shtei Milas, it's really fit to have Shtei Milas, means Midrabbonin. And it's not Midi writes attack, it's only one Mila. Midi writes it's only Chalak Duchas Aguf on it. As Midrabbonin, though, it should have two Isurim. It should have been two Isurim. Then the Mishnah says what? V'yemes Yikovru. If the animal dies, Yikovru, because she can't be Poydirit. Especially that's Pshan, the Mishnah that holds that there's the end of Hamad of Arochim. Before you pray the kachrim, you have to first standing up in front of the kohen to value how much it's worth. So if the behema died, you can't make our mud, it can't be standing, so you can't be pray to it. Says the machlokes is applied to bedek abayis or not? And the mystery of Shimon said that by kedushas bedek abayis, he holds that it makes the yiftur is no din a mud of a rocha by bedek abayis. Samora says, Om Rabbi Yechanan, the rabbon according to rabbon and chito, echot kachrim is beechot kachrim bedek abayis. Both of them, you cannot be poydir if it's mace, because whether it's Kodesh Kodoshim, whether it's Kodesh Bedek Abayis, you can only be poydir it with Hamad if it's standing. If it's mace, you can't be poydir it. That's Rabbi Yochanan Shita. Resh Lakish Shamano, the Rabbon, according to Zanakam, the Rabbonin, Kodesh Bedek Abayis, Hoye Bechlal Hamad Barocha. That's all. The Machlokes from Shimon and the Rabbonin is only by Kodesh Bedek Abayis. But Kodesh Mizbeach, Hoye Bechlal Hamad Barocha. That Zanakam would agree that by Kodesh Mizbeach, there's no din amad of barocha. If a korban dies, you could be prayed of it. But the zev is the moed. According to Rish Lakish, zev is means both Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish. Both Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish both agree that Rabbi Shimon, according to Rabbi Shita in the Mishnah, according to Rabbi Shimon Shita in the Mishnah, that Rabbi Shimon the kotchim by the kabayis lihoyi bechal amad of barocha. But the kotchim is beich hoyi bechal amad of barocha. Like there is some type of amad of barocha. So according to Rabbi Shimon, he says clearly it does not apply to bedek kabayis. It for sure applies by Kodshim Mizbech. The Divrei Hakel, everybody also agrees with Divrei Hakel that Baal Mum Mikorev. If you have a behemoth with the Baal Mum first before you makdash it, and then you makdash it, so lehevi bechal the mother baruch, it's not chal the din of mother baruch, everybody agrees. Rashi says, V'yoyid is not a locha that both Rabbi Yochanan and Shlokesh agree. The Divrei Hakel, Ben Rabbi Shimon, Ben Rabbonin, Baal Mum Mikorev, lehevi Baal mother baruch, the kachim is beach. We will soon see later how they know this. The kachim is beach. If the behemah had a baal mum first and then you will makdish it, so it's not chaladin. When you have to be paid for it, you would not need a hamad of aruch. Now the Gemara says, "Tanan going to our Mishnah. Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Shimon says, Rabbi Shimon Noimer kachim by the kabayis shemesu yiftu. That's his shita. The kachim by the kabayis if it dies, you can still be paid for it. You don't need a hamad of aruch." So Bishtam the Rabbi Yochanan the Yom of the Rabbonin. Echot Zev Yechot Zev Hoye Bechol Alamad Barucha. According to the Rabbonin, both the Kotchim Mizbech and Bedek Abayis need some other Barucha. You cannot be poydirit unless they're alive. If the Mesh, you can't be poydir both of them. If so, it's very good. Hainu the Yitzchak Reb Shimon, therefore Reb Shimon comes to argue, Lefush, he has to explain that Kotchim Bedek Abayis Shemes Yiftu. He has to explain, I only argue on you by Kotchim Bedek Abayis. By Kutchim Mizbeach, I agree to you that there is a din of Amad Barucha. Rabbi Shimon only argues on Kutchim Bedek Abayis. See if the Tanakamak, Rabbi Yochanan says, Rabbi Yochanan holds both of them, Kutchim Mizbeach, Kutchim Bedek Abayis, both need a Amad Barucha. He has good one. Rabbi Shimon agrees, and when Rabbi Shimon argues, he has to say, what he argues on? Only on Bedek Abayis does he argue. El about the Rosh Hashanah, the Rosh Lakish. Lomel and Lefrushe, what you have to explain, Lema, let him just say, Yemesu Yiftu. According to Rosh Lakish, that Tanakama holds Kotchim Mizbeach does not have a din of Amad Barucha. He only says it by Kotchim Bedek Abayis. So Shimon just should have argued on that one point, and just should have said, he just should have said clearly, in Eisa Yiftu doesn't speak out Bedek Abayis. So So Mor says, "Oh, Malach Resh Lakish, Reb Shimon lehev yodem ma'id yom atanakam." If Shaz Reb Shimon did not understand what atanakam meant to say, Vavik Kavan. This is what Reb Shimon meant to say: that I bekotchim zbech madid lecha. If the Tanakam is only saying bekotchim zbech and idan hamad avarach, I agree to you. But bekotchim bedik abayis and meisa yiftu. In other words, you also like to agree to me. You only say by kachim is berach and inamad of rocha, but bedik abayis agree to me. That's what I'm saying. That by bedik abayis, take it's mutam. But echnami, if you don't argue by bedik abayis, but if you only argue by bedik abayis and echnami, that I could have said just loshen of that you could be yiftu. But since Reb Shimon was not sure what the Tanakhama meant to say, that's why he said this loshen. That you should know, if you're only talking about kachim is berach, they're very good. So like I'm saying that by kachim, bedik abayis though, then it could be poidah, even though it was mace. Nothing more says, Tanya kavosti Rabbi Yehonin, writes Rabbi Yehonin. It says, Apostikim behemah sheyagrivu mimenu, bebali mumim sheyiftu akosim medaber. You want to be poidah bal mum. Atom, you tell me bali mumim, o yen reino, that elu behemah temeya, behemah temeya, Kishom, when the Pasuk says, in the behemah temeya, or podi v'yekacho, or behemah temeya, we're talking about already a behemah temeya. So, Amani, we come around doing this Pasuk. Alright, we'll stop here. We'll start over again. This last Gemara, we'll start over again on the next tape. Hello? Is your father home? Okay. Testing. You're holding here the flamma base and the base. Start over again. The Mishnah says again in the middle, the yemesu yikovu. Says, well, if the behemoth, the kodshim dies, so might you have to bury it, meaning you cannot be proud of it. And the reason is why, because it's a loch of hamod of arochom. And if you're going to be proud of the animal, if it's still standing alive, that you could stand it and value it. But if it's mace, you can't be proud of it. And then Rav Shimon says in the Mishnah, you could. Rav Shimon is the one that says, kodshim bedek abayis, the mace yiftu. He has no kodshim bedek abayis, even if it's mace, still you could be proud of it. So it says like this. Omer Rabbi Yochanan. Yochanan says like this. That the Rabbanan, according to the Tanakam of the Rabbanan, Echad Kotshim is Bech, Yochanan Ketcher Bedek Abayis, Hoye Vechlal Hamoda Barucha. Both of them have this inyan that you want to be Poida to redeem them. It has to be a live animal that's standing, and then they make the value of it. For Shmata Shamanol, the Rabbanan, according to the Tanakam of the Mishnah, Kotshim Bedek Abayis, Vechlal Hamoda Barucha. It's only Kotshim Bedek Abayis, you have this aloha. But Kotshim is Bech, Lohoye Vechlal Hamoda Barucha. The kachim is beich, you don't have this halacha. Kachim is beich, even though the behemoth died, still you could be proud of it. Now, v'zeh, both Rabbi Yochanan and Rosh Lakish both agree. V'zeh, moida, that the Rab Shimon, the current Rab Shimon sheet in the Mishnah, the kachim betek habayis, the hoi v'chal hamad baruch. But the kachim is beich, hoi v'chal hamad baruch. According to Rab Shimon, he says that kachim betek habayis, you could be proud of, even though the animal was mace. But he agrees there is a pasuk that says you need hamad of arocha. So that goes on kotshe mizbeach. Now the divrei akol also both of them agree that the baal mum mikorev. You have a behema. It was the baal mum first, and then you makdish it. So even though you meant to be makdish gedushas aguf, and it's not really chalak gedushas aguf on it, but still everybody agrees to this type of a behema that lohoye b'chal hamad of arocha. And when this animal dies, you could be poider it even though it's mace. We'll see in the Gemara words, especially because there's a cost for this. Now, Tanan, what we learned in our Mishnah, we have a Shimon, and Shimon says that Kotche Bedek Abayis. If you only mark this something for the Bedek Abayis, not for the Duchess Aguf, Shemesa, then if that Behemoth dies, so Yifto, you'll have to be Poydir it, even though it's Mace, it can't be standing, you don't need Hamad of Aroch or by Kotche Bedek Abayis. So, what is this? Mishleim is Kudlu Rabbi Yechon, Kodav Yechon, and Shita the Yom that he says. The Rabbanon, according to Rabbanon, Echad Zev Yechad Zohay B'chal Mod Barocha. He holds both Kotshim Mizbech and Kotshim Bedek Abayis. You need Hamod Barocha. And so now when Rabbi Shimon argues, it's very good. Hainal Yitzchak, that's what Rabbi Shimon needs to say, that Rabbi Shimon, Hainal Yitzchak, Rabbi Shimon Lefrushe, Rabbi Shimon has to explain himself and say that Kotshim Bedek Abayis Shemesa Yiftu. He has to say clearly what he means, Kotshim Bedek Abayis. Because the Tanakhama says both of them need Hamod Barocha. He has to say, and what he's arguing is only arguing on Kedushas Bedek Abayis. Elo, but according to Rosh Lakish, Elo Rosh Lakish, that he says what even Tanakama only says need that Mother Baruch Hashem by Kedushas Bedek Abayis, but by Kedushas Mizbeach, he's mad you do not need it. Says so, Lo Malem Efrushay. Why does Reb Shimon have to explain himself? Lema, let Reb Shimon say directly. Emei So Yiftu. You the Tanakama says that by Kedushas Bedek Abayis, you need that Mother Baruch Hashem. The Shimon is to say, I argue and say no, that even though it died, still you could be paid for it. So Moshe answers back, Amalach Meshlakish, let's answer something like this, Amalach Meshlakish. Reb Shimon, the pshat is, they have the Yoda, my Yom Tanakama. Reb Shimon wasn't for sure what the Tanakama meant to say. Vachikom, this is what Reb Shimon is saying. Vachikom alei. If you're talking about Kotshim Mizbeach, then Modinu Lecho, I agree to you that Kotshim Mizbeach, he cannot be poiderit once it dies. Because it's not possible to have Hamod, he can't be standing. But the Kotshim, but the Gabai is in Mesa Yiftu. So Pshat is just Reb Shimon wasn't for sure what the Tanakam was talking about. That's why he had to explain himself and say that I only argue on Kedushas by the Gabayis. Tanya, Gemara says now, Tanya, Kavosti Rabbi Alvinia, proof to Rabbi Yochanan. Again, Rabbi Yochanan says, according to the Rabbonin, by both Kotshe Mizbeach and Kotshe Batik Abayis needs Amad HaBarucha. Because the Pasuk says, there's a certain Pasuk in Behemon, Asher Yakrivu Mimenu. So there's a Pasuk really that says in Behemoth Temeya, Asher, really the Pasuk says, should be Asher Lo Yakrivenu, the Pasuk says. And here it says Behemoth. So the Gemara says like this, that Bebali Mumim Shiiftu Akosim Adaber. This pasuk is talking about a korbin that became a Baal Mum, and now you want to be preiderit, that you're being preiderit Baal Mum, Akosim Adaber. Talmud the Gemara says, you're saying a song about such a behema. The pasuk says, V'yimkol behema temeya shalayek revenu imenu korbin Lashem, vehemid as a behema. Here the pasuk says, vehemid has to be standing. The Gemara says now, when the Pasuk says, in Behemah Shekribu Menu, it's talking about the Bali Mumim. Even though it says Behemah Temeya, it doesn't really mean the Behemah Temeya. It just means the Behemah's Kotchim that has a Mum. That's called the Behemah Temeya. Sheiftu, you could be Poydirit, Akosim Adaber. And it's saying, when you are redeeming it, it has to be the Hemet. It has to be standing in front of the Kohen. So the Gemara says, Atoim, you're telling me, the Bali Mumim, the Pasuk means Behemah Temeya, means only a Bal Mum. Oyeini, maybe not that way. Oyeini, well, the Behemah Temeya. Maybe the pasuk means what it says, a behemah tameya. So where it says no, kishorim. When the pasuk says in behemah tameya, that's another pasuk. Or pa de bekachol, you could redeem it. Sorry, behemah tameya. There's another pasuk that says clearly.